Tim Hammerich with your Market Line report for Wednesday, February 12th. Prices of pulse crops like peas, lentils, and chickpeas have certainly felt the pain of trade tariffs. To make matters worse, their secondary market, pet food, has also been hurt by an FDA investigation. Here's Tim McGreevy, CEO of the USA Dry Pea and Lentil Council.
The Food and Drug Administration in June of 2018 came out with an announcement of an investigation on dilated cardiomyopathy in dogs. And DCM, as it's called, they saw a slight increase in DCM in dogs, and they correlated that to grain-free diets.
McGreevy emphasized his support for the investigation into the causes of DCM, but said some in the media jumped to the conclusion that pulses are what's causing the problem. Despite current market conditions, McGreevy remains optimistic.
But it doesn't mean I'm not optimistic. I'm actually incredibly optimistic about the future of these crops. I think we're in this low trough right now. We've had a few blows that we've taken, but we will rise from the ashes because these are terrific crops for your health. They're terrific crops for plant and soil health. And we're not going to be in the ditch here forever because these are just too important of crops for an agricultural system.
Plant-based foods and regenerative agriculture are just two reasons these crops have a strong future. With the Ag Information Network of the West, this is Tim Hammerich with your Market Line report.